Back now with Day to Day. This is a good day to place your bets on the gambling industry, so long as you don't try to do it online. There are two big developments affecting the gaming world today. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace joins us. Steve, what have you got?
Well, Alex, first off is the news that private equity investors have made a $15 billion offer for Harrah's Entertainment. Harrah's is the nation's biggest casino operator when measured by revenue. If this deal comes off, it would be one of the biggest leveraged buyouts in any industry in history.
$15 billion. How does a gambling company get to be worth as much as companies that make cars and laundry detergent and things that all of us buy every day?
You know, Alex, I wonder if most folks realize just how huge gambling has become. I spoke with Brian Gordon. He's a gaming industry analyst at Applied Analysis in Las Vegas. And he says gaming has actually grown to be far more than cards and dice and even Las Vegas extravaganzas now.
It's really grown into a worldwide entertainment industry. The marketing teams have really propelled the gaming industry to full-service entertainment product offering that not too many industries can offer at this point.
And you know, Alex, anyone who's been to Las Vegas lately knows what he means. It's a major convention site now. It's a family destination. You know, think about it this way. Big-time casinos in the U.S. alone may be a $20 to $30 billion industry. They're also huge and growing in Asia. They're big in Europe. And then back here, there's Indian gaming, state lotteries, racetracks, off-track betting, online gaming.
Yeah, online gaming itself. This is the second bit of news today. Legislation out of the U.S. Congress could greatly curtail online gambling, at least in this country.
That's right. The legislation would effectively end most internet gambling here. It bans the use of credit cards, checks, and electronic fund transfers for online gaming. It passed the Senate Saturday. It's already passed the House, and a presidential signature seems certain.
So if there's so much gambling of all types around our country and the world, why crack down online?
Well, Congress's intent here isn't crystal clear. The official word is that it's all about the fact that online gambling is supposed to be illegal in any event. That's kind of circular thinking. Industry observers say that's at least part of it, though, that online gaming is by nature too loosely regulated compared to other forms of legal gambling. So it offers a lot more ways for the gullible to be, well, gulled, or for gambling addicts to lose everything from the comfort of their homes. But then there's this to consider, too, Alex. These online companies doing business here mostly operate outside the U.S., especially in the Caribbean and Central America. And the biggest online gaming companies are in Britain and Ireland, though they do business here. So they might be squeezing those companies to drive eager gamblers back to land-based gaming here. And what's good for our gaming business might be bad for outsiders. That's another explanation. By the way, Alex, coming up later, we'll kick off our fall election series, The Real Agenda, on Marketplace. We'll be looking at the election issues that matter to voters and not pundits.
The Real Agenda coming. All right. Thank you, Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.